Hey, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. If you follow my podcast, then you know we're talking about incidents and their motivations, and just covered exploration as a motivation to bite. Today, I like to tackle stress as a motivation to bite. Although people generally feel that a shark is easily stressed, its response is hardly a bite. There is no clear situation when a shark just gets stressed would actually bite, but limited space could be an issue. Although a shark can be cornered, it's not that easy should you actually try. You may now remark that people would be out of their minds to try cornering a shark, but it is an exercise in our interaction workshop. The reason why we do it is simple. I want to show participants that a shark is very attentive, close to us, and any reduction in space will quickly be reacted to. So what the shark is actually doing as soon as the space is getting a little lower is to look for escape routes. So actually, we never even get close to a situation where a shark is truly cornered. They pay way too much attention. Same is also true should you be close to shore. There as well, the chances are that you start to corner a shark, but before the shark actually gets into a stressful situation, he's already gone and away. So that means that stress-related bites are rather rare, and that's a fact. If exploratory bites make about 70-80% of incidents, can be a little more, of course, stress bites may be between 5-10%. Most likely even less than 5%, since some of the bites we consider to be based on stress may have another motivation involved. Although the bites caused by exploration are rather easy to determine, stress bites are less so. That's making it sometimes very hard to really understand what happened or what could potentially stress out the shark. It is assumed that stress bites are more severe, and secondary bites that we're gonna see or we always see in exploratory bites do not appear. Remember, the only reason for the existence of secondary wounds is due to the rather superficial grabbing by the shark with its jaws, making a person able to pull the hand or foot or whatever out of the shark's mouth before the shark actually opens its jaws again, thus creating an additional wound. That seems not possible during a stress bite because the pressure applied is more severe, and so the body part can't be moved until the jaws open up again. Whenever we talk about a stress bite, we have to make an assumption that the shark is actually really stressed or stressed out about something. So how is stress defined? If you look up Webster, it is defined as a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from an adverse or very demanding circumstances. I guess that can easily happen when the shark is close to a human being, a rather large living organism unknown to these animals. So if a shark is not cornered by a person and tries to find out what we are, what other situation then can stress it out? I would assume any situation where a shark is looking for a particular outcome that is interrupted by a person. For example, the shark is hunting something and something is hiding close or even behind the person. This situation could then also lead to competition with the person. Yes, it is pretty much impossible to see a difference between a stress bite and a competitive one in the actual world. So very often it's a guesswork. So that's why it's not really clear how many stress bites we truly have throughout a season. Although I dare to say that competitive bites, if followed the general rule that the shark treats a person the same way as it would a fellow shark, the wound on a human being would be multiple and close to each other, like if a shark would shake another shark. But again, this is just a way for me to tend to one or the other side. So, The interference of a person, knowingly or unknowingly, could lead to a stress bite. So we pretty much can avoid bringing knowing a shark into stress. So if we pay attention, we can actually be pretty much sure that we do not stress out a shark or start to compete with it. So how about unknowingly? Well, that as well can be avoided. Probably the easiest is not to get closer or close to a shark in any situation. So even if you would not know what then could happen by not doing it, not knowing what goes on, you will do the right thing. Again, not moving off of the shark a stationary target, which reduces stress level quite a bit. And even should the shark be stressed, a stationary target will no further increase its stress level as long as the actual stressor is not with the human being. A stressor could be food that a person holds or is close to, or it actually could mean a prey that is hiding in the reef close to the person. So sharks can bite due to stress. So the next question is, can you spot stress in sharks? Yes, you can. Probably the easiest way is when a shark swims up and down in a rather narrow pattern. Of course, we always hear about lowering pectoral fins, right? Lowering pectoral fins is merely an increase in lateral surface in order to run tighter patterns. The same function has pectoral bursts, where both pecs are lowered very quickly and so push water away from the body very fast, what will then, of course, push it forward very quickly. In most cases, one of the two pectoral fins that is lowered is done in an angle to create a direction change. Pectoral bursts are a very effective way of turning in very tight places, but do not reflect a threat display. It's more like a threatened display. Another sign of stress I have seen in sharks is increased tailbeak frequency without actually increasing swim speed. And then there are the red blotches of a shark's body, easily seen on the white belly and snout areas. This actually can happen very fast, within minutes, and you really, really notice them quite easily. So these blotches reflect stress also. In summary, we can say that stress in sharks can easily be avoided as long as we do not get too close. Try to always leave a shark in. In summary, we can say that stress in sharks can easily be avoided as long as we do not get too close. Try to always leave a shark enough space and, of course, an exit route, escape route. And never maneuver ourselves between the shark and its food, or are connected to food. Remember how to keep minimal distance to a shark. Make sure that the shark is not closer than two body lengths. And of course, if a shark is following it, let's say to the surface, try to stay away directly under the surface, away from the surface, because that in itself, should the shark move with you, will reduce its escape routes tremendously again. Okay, I hope you're getting now an idea what a stress bite is and see the rarity of it. So there's still some other motivations what could cause a bite, which I will do in the next shows. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.